Now we're going to take a look back at the linebacker position during the 2011 season for the Browns, and helping us to do that is the best guy that could help us to do that, the Browns linebackers coach, Bill Davis. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you.
Great to have you with us. And, Bill, as far as this position, it was intriguing, to say the least, on a lot of levels. I think the part that made so many of us very happy was the way DeQuell Jackson, after those two injury-riddled years that he could not show anything, gets on a field for a full season and performs at a high level.
We were very pleased with DeQuell. You know, going back to him coming out of college, I remember interviewing him at the Combine and stepping away is one of the most impressive interviews that I've done with a young man. And it really what stands out is his really maturity level and how much football means to this man. And coming off of two injuries like DeQuell has had to do, his passion and love of the game is really a big part of what made him have such a good year, because he was all in to every meeting, every practice, every walkthrough, and when Sundays came around, it showed. And the defensive line in front of us did a nice job, and DeQuell could freely flow to the ball. I think the 4-3 defense with him as the inside backer and being a little bit more protected than you are in the 3-4,
right,
with the guards coming up on you real quick. I think a lot of factors, added to why DeQuell had success this season.
Did you at any point think that it was necessary to have a conversation with him prior to the season, wherever it might have been, and there really wasn't that much time that you had these chances to talk with any player because of the uniqueness of the lockout offseason, but when he got to camp, to discuss the mindset or where his head was, so to speak, going into a year where you're coming off those injuries? And I've talked with DeQuell about this, and basically until he got through that final game against the Steelers, that was the finish line, and he wasn't there until he was there in his mind. So was there ever that discussion that as position coach you had with him regarding just overcoming or dealing with this mentally?
This was a unique year in that I met DeQuell on the very first day of training camp.
Yeah.
And that's the first time you get a chance to talk to these men. And as you go on in coaching, you got to get a feel for the guys. What makes them tick, how they think, how they respond to adversity. And I didn't know any of those things about DeQuell. So I waited a while as I got to know them through training camp. And I don't think we talked much about it. I rarely talk too much about injuries with guys.
Sure.
It's such a big part of what it is, and sometimes you just snake bit. It's not that you're injury prone, it just happens in the NFL. And the less you think about it and focus on it and put more focus on the job at hand, technique you're using, the way we're playing, the new scheme we were putting in, I think when you dive and throw all your thoughts and energy into that, better things happen than when you spend too much time talking about or focusing on injuries. They're part of it. You're going to have it, overcome it, put it behind you as quick as you can. And like DeQuell did this year, he moved forward. He was very forward-looking in that I'm not going to look back and dwell on what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to throw everything in and take care of my body and play in this game as well as I can play it, because what he really understood now is tomorrow's not promised to anybody in the NFL, and he tasted that the last 2 years, and he took advantage of every day, and he really enjoyed it.
Scott Fujita, the veteran of the group, speaking of injuries, finishes his year injured with the broken hand, had the surgery. But before that point, his presence as a veteran, as the leader, along with DeQuell, a guy who did a lot of the communicating within that front seven, just talk about how he fulfilled that role and how, as the guy with that many years and that much savvy, how he was able to make a contribution.
You know, Scott is a true pro in every sense. He comes prepared. He's all in, again, in the meetings. I really did have a great group to coach this season. And Scott, in the meeting room, he's heard a lot of football, and he could coach the position right now. I had the job of teaching a brand-new defense in a short period of time to these guys, so Scott was a big help in relaying a lot of the coaching and being almost another coach in the room, and took that role on well. I think he's a very versatile athlete. I think he can play all three positions. without many reps. I think he's got a better home at the Sam, strong side position when
sure.
we put him up on the tight end a little bit. He's got a lot of length to him. So that comes in handy when you're playing on the line of scrimmage on tight end. So I thought we had him in a good spot. I thought he was having a very solid year. I think the injury was a fluke. I mean, he put his hand on the ground and three bones broke. So I don't think there's anything he could have done about it training, conditioning-wise. He's a well-conditioned athlete. He's played a lot of ball. Really helps us get in and out of defenses and checks during the course of a play.
Mm. And when we talk about smart guys, because as you say, it is a good group. And by the way, we're visiting with Bill Davis. He's the Browns linebackers coach as we review the play of that position here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You look at Chris Gokong and the veteran presence that he too brought, and the versatility, which was pretty remarkable, because he's a guy whose position is a weak side linebacker, but after the injury to Scott, and he had another occasion to line up on that strong side, but after Scott's season-ending injury, finishes the year on the strong side, Gokong does, and handles it very well. Handles it as if that was really a natural spot for him.
Chris is one of the most versatile linebackers that I've had the pleasure of coaching. Chris started as a defensive end in college, and he really can rush the passer, which helps. I mean, when you put him in blitzing situations or you put him on a third down package where he's the fourth rusher, you really have a dynamic there that's unique. He's 250 pounds. So usually what goes with that is a man who cannot cover as well or as fluid in space. But Chris is unique in that he is a very natural knee bender, and as he's learned and developed the linebacker skills of dropping and moving backwards, he's shown himself is very competent in both zone and man coverages. So now you have a guy that can rush the passer and blitz, be a fourth defensive lineman, if you will,
right,
and go out in space and cover these tight ends and running backs and in zone some receivers. And then on top of that, he's got the intelligence of being able to back up all three. So he's got 250 pounds of size
right.
where he can play all three. He can move and bend his knees and run in space better than most people at 250 pounds. And then he has the ability to play, you know, to rush the passer from his defensive end background. So we really are excited about Chris and his future, and we feel he's in his prime. And we think there's a lot more to come from Chris, and he can play Will or Sam or Mike if I had to.
Kaluka Baeva, of course, comes into the role of super backup because he was, to call him, I guess, a backup is a little bit of a misnomer because he played quite a bit. And he ends up starting on that weak side once Chris moved over, and he had some time there before. He's obviously a beast on special teams as well. But at that linebacker position, if you could break down some of the things that he was bringing to the table when you had him out there.
Kaluka was very prepared to take over as a starting position. He's a very serious young man that is focused and really determined to become a starter in the NFL. And he was coming off a knee injury to start the season,
right,
which is a very difficult thing to do because you're trying to find the trust of your knee and then you're learning a new system. Kaluk's one of the tougher linebackers that I've had the pleasure of coaching. Mm. For instance, in the Baltimore game, the first one, they ran 50-some times on us. He took on the fullback on lead blocks 24 times,
sure,
which is a long day. That's two men lining up 10 yards away from each other and running as fast as they can into each other, and Kaluk wouldn't blink. He made a lot of plays. He's a physical player. It was his first year in this system. He picked it up very quick. You know, he was a big part of that USC linebacking core where the other three get all the attention. But Kaluk is a very solid, bright young player for us.
When we look at the team statistics for the Browns, the defensive team stats, yardage allowed, and that doesn't tell – I know that only tells part of a story. It really doesn't tell a whole story. But nonetheless, as a kind of a blanket headline, this team was 30th against the run, and that's not a number you strive for by any means. It means you're near the bottom of the league in that category. But the part of it that I just think doesn't tell the whole story is as a defense, this defense improved or at least showed some progress against the run after the bottom fell out in the first Baltimore game. Kind of that last quarter of the season, it got better. It actually got better when you faced the Steelers and Rashard Mendenhall in Pittsburgh and the second time around against him, but second time around against Baltimore, Arizona, and some good backs. And obviously the linebacking core had something to do with that improvement at the end of the year.
We did feel that we improved going into the end of the season, the last month. It was getting better and better. We are looking for better than we did in a run game,
sure.
Obviously. I think the D-line improved significantly. We had the two young guys, and I felt like they got better every week. Tyre Reuben is a stud from day one to
right.
The very last day of the season. And I think we'll only get better going forward. We got much better. A lot of it early on with linebackers in the new defense, we were over and over again getting our linemen down and the new defense, and there's a lot of kinks you got to work out. And there was no excuses, and there are none. We were dealt the same hand the whole NFL was.
Right.
But the challenge of the new staffs really was to get this thing taught as quick as possible. And with linebacker play, the men in front of you, the D-linemen, have a lot to do with how free you are, how clean you are to the ball carrier, and then your alignment has a lot to do. But with alignment comes safety rotation, motions. There's all kind of levels of what makes you change your actual alignment.
Right.
And as we got better at learning the little intricacies of the defensive alignments and what made your down easier to make a play and get to the ball, we got better in the run game.
Sure.
And I think there's, with a full off season, with our OTAs, with our mini camps, with a full training camp, I think we'll be fine, and we will continue to improve like we did at the end of the season.
You know, a lingering image for me is just seeing Chris Gokong, and again, he wasn't the only guy, but from that Pittsburgh game, just making those stuffs on Rashard Mendenhall in that goal line stand. I would think that, again, you look at, like any coach, any part of it, you want more wins, you want more success. It's all about that. It's not about individual things. But I would think as the position coach there had to be a great deal of pride just seeing that guy meet that back, you know, head on a couple of times and really set the tone for a great stop by the whole defense.
It was exciting. And I said this earlier in the year, but the defensive line really set the tone for that goal line stand and they're winning because what it does is it keeps linebackers clean. And then Chris and the other two linebackers, they aggressively made their keys. We're very confident that they were where they were supposed to be, and I think that added to us making that goal line stand. And then the secondary, there was two DBs, Joe and Mike Adams, that made a big hit down there. I mean, it was a group effort. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it really was, I think, a little bit of a sign of what's to come in that particular goal line defense. We really were in the same call. The guys knew it well.
Sure.
And they fired their guns, and they fired it aggressively, and they went all in. And we'll have more of that coming in the future.
I was going to say, more moments like that coming up, we hope, for the 2012 Cleveland Browns. Thank you very much, Bill, for joining us.
My pleasure.
He is Bill Davis, the Browns linebackers coach, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.